Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94.1 WQKX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Submitted for your approval. A society where nobody showed their face because they were always covered in masks.
What are you talking about? That's been like the last year of my life.
Oh, well, picture a world where you could never leave your home.
Yeah, dude, I never leave my house. None of us do.
Really?
Yeah, really.
How about a place where you go to work, have lunch at a restaurant, and shake hands with your coworkers?
Whoa, creepy.
You're about to cross over into the Twilight Zone.
True story, and that was really bad, Rod Serling. We could do better. The true story, they tried to recreate Twilight Zone. It came back in the 80s, but they tried to recreate it in 2019, and then the pandemic hit. They bagged it.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that was probably for the best.
And they only did two episodes, and nobody has seen them. So maybe they're locked up in a vault. We'll see them again someday. But
yeah. Is that something that we need to recreate, though? The Twilight Zone is so classic.
I agree.
I feel like just let it alone.
Yep, because in the 80s when they brought it back, it failed. So why bring it back in 2019?
See, I do have a soft spot in my heart for the 80s version of Dark Shadows. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that failed like too, but it wasn't too bad.
I like love that version. I don't know why.
We should talk about things that should never come back. It's like someone doing Stairway to Heaven. No, leave the song alone.
It was like that weird version of Beauty and the Beast where like there were people living in the like tunnels underground New York City. Like, do you remember that one with Vince, what's his name, played the Beast? Anyway.
And it was like, wow, this is cool, but not really.
This is the crap that I watched, though, and sometimes I think back and I'm like, I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons, The Golden Girls, South Park, whatever. Like, that was a no-no. Like, there were certain things that we could not watch.
Sure.
But then I watched that weird Beauty and the Beast show in the Twilight Zone. I don't know.
I guess some shows, they just shouldn't be redone. And we are living in a weird time.
In a world.
Weird dimension. In a world. Dimension of time.
Where one space is not what it seems. It's covered.
This is just a morning radio show. We'll be right back after this. But we do have a late night soundbite coming
Wonderful.
Up. Jimmy Fallon says no Golden Globes. Boo! Like, they're over.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm going to have to investigate
that. I didn't see that. I didn't Google that. Okay. And, I need to Google.
And the Quarantunes are back with us later on this morning. A song they call Pfizer in a Bottle, yeah. Stay with us.
Ridiculous. Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX.
We are the Morning Zone on Twilight Zone Day.
I like it.
Well, we're already here. Tom and Laura's Morning Zone.
I like it. Change approved.
It's rock.
Yeah. Yeah. The Morning Zone.
Let's rock this morning. Every time I hit the road. News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. We got to talk about more animals in the good house. We got to talk
temporarily.
About this.
Temporarily.
Did you miss Billy?
I do miss Billy. I've been keeping tabs. He's doing very, very well.
All right. And I do.
His owner is improving. Hopefully, we'll get to come home soon.
That would be great. I do approve of this thing the SPCA does. In case you people don't know it, Laura will explain. You could foster some pets until they find a home.
Yes, and through our Tail Wagon Wednesdays, I kind of became friends with Jen and a couple of the other volunteers at the SPCA. And they were like, Laura, we always need help. Put in a volunteer application. So I did. I went right on the website, and they have a foster volunteer application where essentially you can open your home up to animals who are in need of some either specialized care, or maybe they're better in a home situation and or they're little teeny tiny kitties.
Now, Billy was better in a home situation, but these kitties need to be They can't be adopted out because they're too small.
Nope,
right?
They're about 5 weeks old right now.
Okay.
So they're under 2 pounds. And the SPCA, that gets some state funding and all that kind of stuff, they have rules in place, which is cool. Mm-hmm. They have to be 2 pounds or more to be adopted out. So they are hanging out in our spare bedroom, a.k.a. Keith's office. And there are six of them.
Six?
Yes.
All right. Now, I saw some footage on this last night, and the camera kind of swept across, and I didn't know if I was counting right. But I was like, I swear, there's like six or eight of these things.
They all look identical.
Yeah, they're all the same color.
They're all the same
big
color.
Big green eyes on
yes,
them. They're beautiful.
They're beautiful. They're beautiful, yeah. Beautiful baby cats, all very, very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They just need to gain a little bit more weight and get better at eating their kitty cat food, their dry kitty cat food.
Okay.
So we have some special food. We're mixing it with wet food, all that stuff. But they're all litter box, two thumbs up.
Good.
Climbing and playing, two
okay.
thumbs up.
All
little
right.
purr monsters when you pick them up and pet them. It's
so
fun.
So when they get to that weight, then they go back to the SPCA where they could be.
So this
or do
is
you
actually,
keep them until further notice?
No. So this is actually the cool thing. I, as the foster, can kind of use my networking skills
okay.
to put out there that there are these six beautiful baby kittens available for adoption through the SPCA. But as the foster, you could actually contact me and meet one of them through me, play with them a little bit, whatever.
Okay.
And then if you are interested in adopting, they don't have to go back to the SPCA. And that's the goal.
That's pretty cool.
So the goal then is that all these kitty cats, instead of coming back to the shelter, just they're in my home for 2 weeks for foster care.
Okay.
And then they go to their forever homes so that then there's no need to go back to the SPCA.
Wow. Because that's actually how I feel I'm living right now. I feel like I'm being fostered by my partner. And as soon as she straightens me out, I will go to a forever home.
No, you're in your forever home.
Which is probably Nottingham. I'm not sure, but
it might
like,
be.
I don't know.
Actually,
like,
now that I think about it that way, your forever home might be Nottingham. They already have a place for you in the Villages.
There you go. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX. You've heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
Well, bright and early on this Tuesday morning, right out of the gate, we are going to talk about an 18-year-old doing some awesome stuff.
You don't hear stories like that often.
You definitely don't. High school senior Joshua Nelson received a full-ride scholarship to Southeast Missouri State.
Wow!
Now he's paying it forward by donating his college savings to another senior.
I was, like, really blown away because I was not expecting that.
I think he's an inspiration to some of the other people at the school, especially students of color. I don't even think he realizes that he's doing that much for everyone else as well.
I just think it's unbelievable what he's doing, and it's really exciting.
I really thought that it was important to give back to my community that poured in so much to me.
Yeah, so he does realize what he's doing. He's doing a good thing.
He really is, and he had been saving, working a part-time job, to put towards his own college education. When he got the scholarship, he took that savings, and instead of buying something for himself or whatever,
yeah.
he donated it to another senior.
So they could go to college.
It's unbelievable.
That's good news.
You don't hear of too many 18-year-old kids doing that.
Oh, that's great.
You really don't.
Yeah.
Up next, we're headed to TikTok land, which I know is your favorite, Tom.
Yeah, right.
Hashtag Shuffle Dad.
Shuffle Dad?
A Pennsylvania man in his 60s has gone viral because his daughter is putting him roller skating on TikTok.
Oh, boy.
The comments were 99.9% all positive. All over the world, and it was more, you know, wow, this makes me feel good. This is hypnotic.
Hypnotic.
Honestly, he goes skating in a rink that's down near Lancaster.
Okay.
And the videos are getting 10 million plus views every time because it's just him loving life and roller skating.
Okay,
it's
I could do the same. It's been a long time, but maybe I should try.
You know what, though? Like, I'm not good at backwards skating anymore. I can't do the double cross. I can go forward.
Oh,
no, he's smooth.
He's good, huh?
He's very, very good. Hashtag Shuffle Dad if you want to enjoy it. It's floating all over the internet right now. He's going viral.
That's good news.
Last but not least, here's another story coming out of Mother's Day weekend, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We're back in 2009, a 15-year-old kid tried to get a dog park built in his town in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
His mom was a big fan of the idea. They started fundraising. Well, sadly, she's no longer with us.
Oh.
Passed away. But before she did, he told her that he would get it done. So this individual spent the past 12 years raising money for it.
Wow.
He raised over $85,000 to build this dog park.
And he got it done?
It opened Mother's Day.
Aw, that's good mommy news.
And that's good news.
Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
God, I love these fries.
If you love them so much, why don't you marry them? Can I have some?
Sure, Cindy, go ahead.
Oh, God, these are good.
Cindy, can you leave some for us? I thought you were trying to lose weight.
Lay off, man, starving.
Chris Farley. The old SNL skit. Today is National Eat What You Want Day. It's promoting the fact that if you're on a diet, break it. I don't know if that's a good thing. I don't know. I don't want to be a wuss or anything. But if you're on a roll and you're doing really well on your exercise plan or your diet, why would you want something like National Eat Whatever You Want Day?
I think everything in moderation.
Yeah, me too. However, if you're a person who is able to eat whatever they want, skinny people, I'm a little jealous.
I am a little jealous as well. Yeah, me too. I am sturdy.
I mean, okay, if you can do that. Sam Tyler, I don't know if you're up and listening right now, but you go ahead and eat whatever you want.
I was going to say, yeah.
Taylor Schultz?
Go for it.
You go.
You go for it.
Skinny little ladies. Yes. Eat all you want.
Maybe have a cheeseburger or four.
Chad Evans, you go ahead.
Have at it.
Eat whatever you want, man, because sometimes I can't see you. You're that skinny. But, you know, sturdy, peasant stock.
That would be correct.
That would be myself. And, yeah, I can't. You know, I see stuff now and I'm good with it. Not just since I've become diabetic, but I mean, I see stuff now. Tom wants some. This
no,
weekend,
thank you.
My mom kept shoving apple pie a la mode on me.
And you're like, no, mom, thank you. No, I can't. I won't feel good.
Yeah, I was polite like twice. And then I finally said, Mom, you do remember that I'm diabetic, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so does this have too much sugar in it?
Yes. I'm going to go with vanilla ice cream on top of a big old piece of pie. The answer is yes.
Do you mind if I eat it in front of you?
I said, no, you go ahead.
I go
Mom.
For it.
You go ahead.
Once you meet the ripe old age of like 85, right? You can do whatever you want.
And she says she don't want to do it alone, though. Oh, so we're both going to be criminals. You know? And I said, Mom, it's my health that's at risk here. You go ahead and eat whatever you want. So my mama does every day, but today is National Eat Whatever
think,
You Want.
I really don't. I can't think of one thing that I ever don't allow myself to eat. There are several things that I don't like.
Okay.
But
I mean, what isn't there that one food that you think, man, I wish I could. No, I can't.
No, because like I don't know. It's like portion control, right? Like everything in moderation.
All right. Well, I got this one thing.
What is it?
Tasty cakes.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They don't taste like anything else in the world.
No, they don't. They're special.
They're cake and they're tasty, but they don't really taste like mom's cake. But however.
No, that would be the additives.
I guess. I don't know what it is. But in that cream that's in the cream-filled tasty cakes.
It's pure lard.
What the hell is that stuff? It's delicious.
It's lard.
I could eat it like in a bowl. I don't know. So they are the one thing that even today, on National Eat What You Want Day, I'm going to just not go there.
Maybe just go and you know how they come in packages of two?
Maybe have one and I'll give you the other one?
Well, yeah, we'll split one.
Okay, that's not a bad idea.
I can't tell you the last time I had a tasty cake.
Because even in the supermarket, we talked about this the other day. You're mm-hmm. walking by and they have a big display.
They do.
And they're going, Tommy, eat me.
I'm saying just share one in moderation. Just like one in moderation. Like it's a treat.
Okay, so that's what we should all probably do today on National Eat What You Want Day. Eat something as a treat. Let's not
get all
crazy.
That sounds like a plan. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. We'll be talking about eating something weird later with a Try It Tuesday. We'll chat about that. It is news time. News is coming up next with sports and AccuWeather.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Jimmy Fallon coming up with a late night soundbite. Maybe Medina Spirit thought that he was getting his Pfizer shot. Maybe.
No, I don't know. I feel like Medina Spirit and Bob Baffert, for that matter, take a page out of Hamilton, said they are not going to throw away their shot, but they did.
Yeah. Fallon with a late night soundbite coming up. Speaking of the shots, there's a quarantine opportunity here with Pfizer in a needle. Yeah.
I am not throwing away my shot. You know, I'm just like my country. I should get the vaccine and hurry. Oh, I'm there not going to throw away my shot.
You don't throw away the second shot. You got to have it for it to work. Here's the explanation. Just a shot away from fully vaccinated. I can't understand why anyone is waiting. More places open so you can make excuses. If you don't get shot too, then everybody loses. Everybody loses. I'll send a nephew to the world if you don't get your shot number two. I hope that you will get your. I hope that you will get your. I hope that you will get that. Pfizer and a needle.
Woo!
Get your second shot, okay?
Pfizer in a bottle, yeah. Or a vial. Pfizer in a vial.
There you go. Whatever you read on social media, it's not true. You need the second shot. Please do it, because one shot alone, it's not working.
No, and the thing is you want to get way up into the 90s in terms of immunity, right? So that second shot, it's like you get the first one, and your body goes, oh, what's this? We have to fight it.
Yeah.
And then you wait a little bit of time, and then you get the second one, and your body goes, what? This again?
Boom.
Oh, bring out all the defenses.
Exactly. So you're only, like, partially safe on shot number one. 33% of Americans are now vaccinated, but there are still millions who are refusing to get the second shot.
We really, really, really want to get up to, quote, unquote, herd immunity status. So that would be 70%.
There it is.
A while to go yet.
Quite a while. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
Yeah, any radio show can do stupid news.
Sure.
Because people do stupid things.
All the time.
But here's the deal. If you are speaking at a graduation, you should try to remember where you are, right? Especially if you're the president of the university. What?
Ruh-roh.
University of South Carolina president Bob Caslin accidentally congratulated the new graduates as alumni of...
It's now my honor and privilege to officially congratulate you as the newest alumni from the University of California. Congratulations,
what?
And please be seated. Carolina. Sorry about that. I owe you push-ups.
Yeah, you should start doing the push-ups right away, buddy.
Drop it, give me 20.
You're the president of the college.
Whoopsies.
And you forgot the name.
Whoopsies.
Cheat sheets.
Every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94.1 WQKX.
Laura, the only person.
I love it. It's the cicadas.
The only person.
It's too cold, though.
Looking forward to the cicadas. The only person.
The temperature has to be 63 degrees or higher in order for them to come out. It's too cold in the house.
Good. Yes. Keep them the hell down underground where they belong.
They're coming, whether you like it or not.
I know.
1.5 million of them.
And you seem to be the only person excited about this.
I bet there's a professor of something at Bucknell and or Susquehanna that are really excited.
Well, then get them on
the
show. Because
where
I'm
are
not
my biologists?
It. I'm not feeling it. Get the professors on the show.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, the cicadas are coming. I remember the last time they were here, they ate a few of my trees in the backyard. They basically made that nice noise at night, which a lot of people don't like, but I thought it was kind of like a pumped-up cricket.
The young male cicadas are going to sing their song once they reach out all the way up into the trees, because they have to make more baby cicadas that then will burrow on into the ground and then be there for another 17 years.
So listen up, guys. This is the song of love. This is the mating call of the cicada.
Oh, wait. Let's see. Hold on. Okay. Tom is 62.
What are you
doing? You'll be 79 years old the next time they come around.
I'll be just about ready to go back underground with the cicadas, if you know what I mean. Anyway, it is also National Eat What You Want Day. And believe it or not, in a new survey.
Oh, my God. I'll be 55.
Calm down. You'll be okay. Rob, the Sports Center just came in to do the sports. You need to calm down. He's 55.
Actually, he is.
Yeah,
that's
he is.
So funny. So, we
careful.
Were just talking about
55
that.
55 is not old.
No, all it's right. not. No, it's not.
44% of America says they're very unwilling to eat one, but one in every four people say they would eat a cicada.
I'll try anything once.
I think it's a try it Tuesday.
Where does one find a cicada to eat? Am I allowed to deep fry it?
No, we'll have to investigate that. Once they come out of from underground in your backyard, scoop them all up. And
you know what? I bet Madsen's listening. He would deep fry a cicada for me. He would.
Okay. In the meantime, we do have Try It Tuesday coming up. What are we eating today since the cicada did not come up from the ground last
okay,
night?
So we're not going to eat anything. We are going to try a kitchen hack. Did you ever, all right, you love to make like lemon chicken or, yeah. or lemon pasta, linguine, mm-hmm. shrimp scampi.
Okay.
You need a little
love
lemon
it.
Juice,
love
right?
Yeah.
And you juice the lemon or you squeeze it on top. And then, sorry, Keith, seeds always get in there.
Yeah.
And then he like cracks his teeth because he's biting on a lemon
oh, yeah,
seed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I saw this video
okay.
online. I'm pretty sure it was BuzzFeed. Mm-hmm. That it's a trick to juice your lemon and no seeds come out. And then same thing with the avocado. You've watched me struggle in the morning
right,
with avocados
avocado.
Trying to like get the pit out of there and then yeah. it gets all brown and whatever. Apparently all you need for both of these things is a straw or a toothpick.
Really?
And your life has changed.
Wow. We'll talk more about it coming up next hour on a Try It Tuesday. News, sports, and AccuWeather is next.
Tom and Laura in the morning with the cicadas.
People are dead and four injured in a shooting attack at a high school in the central Russian city of Kazan. Russian officials are saying that the president of that region confirmed at least four male and three female students are among the dead. One of the gunmen has been apprehended in Russia. Tensions are high in the Persian Gulf. A U.S. Coast Guard cutter had to fire two volleys of warning.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Try it Tuesday. Laura's going to eat an entire bowl of live cicadas today. I'm kind of excited.
No. Stop. That's us several weeks from now because I have a cicada hookup.
My mouth gets me in trouble all the time. I was kidding.
Don't put things that you are joking about out on live radio, friend.
I was kidding. Now you actually have a connection.
I have a connection for not only
deep fried cicadas.
Yes, I have a connection.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. I'm being dead serious.
I can't eat bugs.
Yes, you can. They are very high in protein.
I don't care. They're crunchy and they're disgusting.
I've eaten a grasshopper before.
I tried a grasshopper, yes.
Mm-hmm. I've eaten a grasshopper. I've had some ants before in Costa Rica. I'm serious.
What, were you trapped there by yourself?
They tasted nutty.
You had nothing else to eat?
No, I was staying in the San Juanillo section of the jungle there and it was offered to me, so I tried it.
Most of us go to a resort and have great food in restaurants. Laura and her husband like to go to third world countries and eat fire
ants. I had
ants.
To keep a broom next to the bed and sleep in mosquito netting because they have really, really big spiders. And they're friendly spiders, but like we had to sweep them out of our hut.
Friendly spiders.
Yeah, they're not going to eat you or anything like that. But like they were the size of a dinner plate, not going to lie. If you don't like snakes, bugs, or spiders, now, I would not recommend Costa Rica.
Now who's talking on live radio? I'm going to get in trouble. We'll be eating live spiders the size of a dinner plate next week.
No.
All right.
No, I do have an insect hookup. They are quite high in protein, apparently, and that could be a Try It Tuesday coming soon.
This would be a great opportunity for
Tom
Morgan.
I'm
going
to cut you off right there. We have to talk about today's Try It Tuesday.
This is a great opportunity for Tom Morgan to say, if you own a restaurant or a business and you would like Tom and Laura to come there and try it on a Tuesday, call 570-286-5838 and ask for a sales representative.
Fine. Again, that's 570-286-5838.
This will promote your business and keep Tom away from eating things he doesn't want to. Thank you.
You're going to like the cicadas. I just have a feeling because I like dip it in a little ranch. You'll be fine.
Dip it in a little ranch.
It hasn't even happened yet, and you're already like perseverating on the fact that you're not going to like it.
I'm about ready to tell you what to dip in a little ranch. Okay.
Honest to God.
All right, so today's Try It Tuesday has to do with getting rid of the pits in a lemon?
Yes, the seeds. So it's a lemon squeezing hack that's gone viral. It's on BuzzFeed, Tasty, Huffington Post. A bunch of news sources have actually picked up this hack. And we're going to go live from my kitchen later on today after work. It'll be this evening.
All right.
And I've decided I'm going to make some lemon chicken pasta, which requires a lot of lemon juice.
Yes, it does.
My husband hates this. And I like to make the lemon chicken pasta with the capers and all that good kind of stuff. Cool,
what,
fine.
What does he hate? Like the dish?
Or no,
the...
I always end up getting a seed.
Oops.
Into the sauce.
Oops.
And for whatever reason, it never ends up on my plate. It ends up on his. And then he like almost cracks a tooth on it. Yes.
Or
and he's like,
Laura, I got a lemon pit here.
I'm like, I tried to pick them out. I squeezed it into a bowl. I don't know what happened. And it's like one of those small ones and it always sneaks on in there.
So there's a way that you could juice a lemon and not have any pits.
Yes. And it involves a long skewer. It's a skewer.
Okay.
So you use the skewer, you get the lemon, you have to like roll the lemon. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
But in 30 seconds or less, you are able to perfectly juice a lemon and actually get the same amount of juice as you would from cutting it without picking up a knife at all.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Okay, it'll be coming up Facebook Live later this evening. We're talking about it now because it is Try It Tuesday time here on the show. But you're also going to... you're going to do something weird with an avocado?
Yeah, this was the second part of the video. It's like these six awesome food hacks.
Okay.
I don't have all the ingredients to try them all, but I will post the video up on the 94KX Facebook page later.
All right.
It's like a straw and an avocado. I hope my avocado's ripe enough. That's all I'm saying. Because otherwise I'm going to look real silly.
So what are you doing? Castrating the thing or what? What are you doing?
No, you like blow through it.
You're going to blow an avocado.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, it's kind of sounding weird.
You use a straw, and then the pit flies right out, and you don't have no fuss, no muss.
The pit on an avocado is pretty
big. I know. I didn't believe it until I saw it happen on TikTok.
Okay, so that's coming up later on. Look for it on the 94KX Facebook page. Lemons and avocados. And
oh, my. Lemons and avocados.
Oh my. Say it again. Lemons and avocados.
Oh my.
Late night soundbite coming up. Seth Meyers talks about Leonardo da Vinci kind of did a sketch and he kept it to himself. Now it's going to auction. Stay with us. And in a few minutes, the five things you should do every morning if you want more energy throughout the day.
Sounds like a plan. And you and I could certainly use some more energy bright and early in the morning.
Some days. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
Right here on 94KX.
94.1 WQ. QKX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
I feel refreshed and energetic this morning.
You do? What did you do different this morning?
Nothing.
Oh. Did we have Cheerios?
Oatmeal today.
Oatmeal today.
It was a little chilly today.
One cup of coffee.
Yep, one cup of coffee and oatmeal.
And then you split your banana with Murph.
Yeah, Murph, you okay, bud?
Amazing.
Yeah, Murphy and I eat a little banana snack at 7 a.m. But, you know, there's other things we could do, actually, in our lives to get more energy for the day. And it doesn't necessarily have to do with food and stuff, right?
That's right. And I found this really cool article on Huffington Post. You can look it up. Basically, a whole list of things that you should do every morning if you want more energy. Mm-hmm. And I think this one should be number one, but they have it a little lower on the list.
Okay.
Ignore your phone.
Yeah. Why? Because it could bog you down or change your plans?
Yes. It allows someone else to start your day.
Okay.
This really resonated with me. I don't know why. But I kind of have that bad habit of the alarm clock goes off, you reach over, you turn it off because the alarm clock happens to be your phone.
Uh-oh, and so you're holding it.
Holding it, you're looking at it, and you're letting somebody else dictate the start of your day.
Yeah,
so you're
you're
clicking on your email right away,
don't
or you're checking a text message instead of doing what you want to do, which maybe that's being quiet, getting that cup of coffee, eating your oatmeal, walking the dog, whatever.
You know, number four is actually that. Just make sure you eat. Like, people skip breakfast, and that's a bad thing. So make sure you're eating
enough. Actually didn't eat my fruit yet, so I need to eat it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Breakfast is a little
late
for you.
But don't eat too much sugar. Make sure that you have a little protein, a little fat, a little carbohydrates to keep you going through your morning.
All right. Number three looks like you pretty much.
Except it's so – I can't do it. I have to do it later in the day. Exercising at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning is not – it's not for the – it's not for the week. Let's just put it out that way. But finding time to work out is tough. So getting up and doing it first thing, especially if you work a more regular shift, is a great idea.
Number two is what Laura and I both do. Please do it. We have our big water jugs here, and we drink, we hydrate, okay? You can't say it enough. You have to drink a big glass of water first thing in the morning. Nice sound effect.
Thank you.
And then, you know, even if you're not thirsty, please drink your wadi, okay? Coffee counts, but it's better to drink your drink your sip your water throughout the day.
I like to have a glass of water on my bedside table, and okay. I get up and I chug it.
Chug your water. Mm-hmm. And you know what? You might find that you're not snacking as much in the morning if you're drinking the water.
That's true.
There you
and
go.
Last but not least, number one, first thing in the morning, when okay. you sit up, don't reach for that phone. Turn off the alarm clock if you use one. Uh-huh. Take 10 breaths. It says just by closing your eyes, focusing on your breathing can be an effective way to slow down and set your intention and start your day more relaxed. Doesn't have to be full-blown meditation. Doesn't have to be full-blown yoga.
No.
Just count them, 1 to 10, slow breaths.
That makes sense because that's how I fall asleep. I control my breathing.
Mm-hmm.
So why not do it when you wake up and
right.
control your
and
day?
And energize yourself.
There you go.
In through the nose, out through the mouth.
Tom and Laura's list today, the top five things to do first thing in the morning. News is next.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX. It's time to qualify for a trip for four to Disney World with the 94KX Quest for the Castle. Call 1-800-326-94KX right now. And if you're the correct caller for the day, automatically qualify with 94KX.
What call are we doing?
Let's say we're going to do caller number 9 right now on the Ford Fun Line at 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
94KX, this is caller 9.
Yeah, you're kidding.
No, we are not. We would never make a joke out of this.
I'm so excited.
Who's this?
This is Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Where are you from, Beck?
I am from Danville.
Okay, now when you say you're excited, is it because you've got kids and you really want to go to Disney?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I've been dying to get through.
Well, you finally did.
You did. Congrats, Becky. You could be on your way to Disney. A family of four from Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram could be yours. We found out on May 21st.
Woo-hoo! You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Chad Evans on the way next. We've got Mark Stevens in the afternoon and Sam Tyler tonight. Becky from Danville was very excited to qualify.
Wouldn't you be?
For the quest.
Honestly, wouldn't you be? You have a very, very good chance of winning a trip to go to Disney World.
I love when people get excited. And I also love when they have a little hush in their voice, like maybe they might. Well, what does Laura say? They may or may not.
They may or may not.
They may or may not be calling from work. Imagine if your boss catches you talking to Tom and Laura. Would that be demerits? Would that be suspension without pay?
No, no, no. We would protect them. I would vouch.
I would vouch
for those individuals. You
so
can make a quick phone call while you're listening on the app, or dare I say it, on a terrestrial radio.
Yeah, there you go. You can run to the restroom if you have to. I mean, you can do it. You can do it. If you want to go to Disney from Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, I mean, airfare included, you want to go to Disney, you're going to find a way to get
Absolutely.
It done.
Get it done.
All right. We like to wrap up the show with a thought for
we
the day.
We do indeed. We got it done today.
Yeah, we did. We did a lot.
Tons.
We talked about eating cicadas. I hope we never address that issue again.
It's listen, unfortunately, it is now a thing.
Oh,
and it's
no.
coming your way. I'm sorry.
We talked about National Eat What You Want Day, which is today.
And it is a Try It Tuesday, so we're headed to my kitchen later on today, after work hours, give or take, probably 5 o'clock or so. Make sure that you like and follow the 94KX Facebook page and the Instagram page. I will be Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought for the day, Tom, is...
What?
When life gives you lemons.
Okay.
Go to TikTok, find a viral lemon video, learn how to squeeze those lemons perfectly, and make lemonade.
And that's what you'll be doing sort of coming up later.
Yes, indeed.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.